Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today we have on the show with us a very special guest. His name is Felipe Aizpun, who's speaking with us from Rioja, Spain, a few hundred kilometers north of Madrid. And he has written a book recently on the topic of evolution and intelligent design titled Evolucionismo y Conocimiento Racional, or in English translated as Evolutionism and Rational Knowledge. Mr. Aizpun has degrees in law and a master's in business administration, and his professional career is in the management of companies. He's presently the managing director of a winery in Rioja, Spain. However, Mr. Aizpun has a passion for topics such as philosophy and ethics and science. He's written widely on these topics, including a book called Principle of Political Philosophy, and he's currently working on another book on the foundation of ethics. He also collaborates with Mario Lopez with the Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico de Diseño Inteligente, or OIACDI. He's also a contributor to one of the only intelligent design-focused blogs in Spanish, which is DarwinODI.com. So, Mr. Aizpun, we're very, very fortunate. We're very thankful to have you on the show with us today.
Okay. Hello, Casey. I'm very glad, and thank you very much for your call.
Well, I'd really like our listeners to be able to get to know you a little bit, Mr. Aizpun, and also to talk about your new book, Evolucionismo y Conocimiento Racional, which is a wonderful resource for those who want to learn about intelligent design in Spanish. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about your own background and what got you interested in the debate over Darwinian evolution, and how did you first learn about intelligent design?
Okay. Well, I've been interested in different philosophical issues for almost 30 years. One of them was the foundation of ethics in exclusively rational terms, putting aside religious beliefs, and that led me to explore the nature of the human condition, what we are, where we come from, and so that's how I bumped into the evolutionary claim that we are nothing more than genes and cells under chemical activity, and that morality is nothing but an invention of our creative mind. They said the reductionist, a naturalistic and materialistic approach. That's how I got myself inside this debate on the origins and evolutionism. As far as intelligent design, I found out some 5 years ago when I found a book in a bookstore in Spain, and probably the only book that has been translated into Spanish by a national journalist publisher. The book was called in Spanish Diseño Inteligente, Intelligent Design. It was written by William Densky, of course. And this is how I started to be interested in this issue.
So you actually got interested in this issue by reading some books by leading intelligent design theorists that had been translated into Spanish. Is that right?
Certainly. I started in the issue of intelligent design. I started by reading the book by William Densky. But it's a pity because there are many books that should be translated into Spanish, and we cannot get them. And probably, as I told you, Intelligent Design by William Densky was the only book, as far as I know, that has been translated to Spanish.
Well, of course, now there are some more books that have come out about intelligent design in Spanish, and they didn't have to be translated into Spanish. Your book, for example, was written in Spanish, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your book. Why did you title it Evolutionism and Rational Knowledge?
Yeah, that's because evolutionism is not only a scientific issue, but it's also a philosophical and epistemic issue. It's important that not only we analyze what has to be found and what we see in nature, but also what we can reasonably infer from what we see. And this is an epistemic issue because it has to do with our core understanding of what human knowledge is. To what extent we can honestly purport to achieve a degree of certainty about reality. For instance, we are used to hear that evolution is a fact. Right? We always hear that. It's important to know that this is a misleading and inaccurate statement. We cannot have certainty about things that happened millions of years ago, and because we don't have an empirical evidence of that, and we cannot draw a deductive conclusion. When we talk about evolution, talk about intelligent design as well, we are in the realm of abduction following the teaching of the great American philosopher Charles Sanders Peirce, that means that we are trying to make the inference to the best explanation. And we must understand, in order to measure our capacity to know about reality, the difference in epistemic value and in logical methods used between experimental science and historical science. And evolutionism is a historical issue, not an experimental one.
Now, Mr. Ispoon, I know that your book is very long. It's actually over 600 pages, so I can imagine that you cover a number of topics in your book. What are some of the topics that you cover in your book, Evolutionism and Rational Knowledge?
Yeah, okay. First, of course, I had to cover the topic of the lack of scientific support of Darwinism, the fact that Darwinism is a theory without empirical support. Then, the existence of an increasing stream of biological advances that are clearly pointing out to us a different view of the fact of evolution, whatever this is. When I talk about evolution, I mean a wide idea of change over time. The fact that different and new forms appear a long time, whatever the mechanism and the causes are for that fact. And for instance, the knowledge that we have in biology now is pointing out towards saltationism instead of gradualism, to directed mutations for pre-adaptation instead of the random mutation, very little impact of natural selection as an explanation of evolution. We are hearing about genetic horizontal transfer instead of vertical mutation, the presence of the influence of virus and bacteria as a source of genetic information in the genomes of the new form that appears during history and time. And as a consequence of that, the main conclusion that we can draw is that evolution, that means change over time, cannot be explained anymore as an undirected random process, but it's more reasonable to think in an intentional directed process. My conclusion is that what science is telling us about evolution clearly supports the conclusion of a process designed by an intelligent agent. I mean, the forms, the biological form that appears a long time require, in my opinion, a previously conceived, imagined idea of the form. View one is a kind of Platonic idealism, because a perfect form cannot physically exist if it has not previously been imagined by a creative mind. I treat also the issue of what is the nature of the inference of design in philosophical terms and the roots in the history of philosophy, especially in the classic philosophers of Greece, and also in other more modern philosophy like Kant.
That's a lot of material that you covered, Felipe. Could you explain to us in a little bit more detail, perhaps, why do you argue in your book that neo-Darwinian evolution is wrong?
Well, to say that neo-Darwinism is wrong is just a scientific statement. It's not an opinion or a prejudice. It's yes, there is a scientific consensus that is growing every day on that. In fact, the original synthetic theory can hardly be recognized in the way it is presented nowadays. There is a strong effort to try to maintain the idea that there is an ungodly process, but this is a philosophical consequence of the original theory, whereas the empiric scientific support for these philosophical inferences are completely destroyed by the scientific advances. So I would recommend very much to read, for instance, the book that's been published recently by Pigliucci and Muller with the title of The Extended Synthesis. The Extended Synthesis is all about all the inconsistencies of the synthetic theory of the neo-Darwinism that was defined already 60 years ago. We know much more than the people that started this theory 60 years ago knew about life and about biology. And the neo-Darwinian theory of random mutation accumulating to produce wonderful, perfect biological forms, I mean, it's not believable anymore. It's a fairy tale.
Are there very many books in Spanish that are critical of evolution? If there are not very many, why is that the case?
There are some people that are skeptics to Darwinism. We must differentiate evolutionism and Darwinism. Evolution is a general theory about the origin of biological forms, has to do with the idea of common descent, Whereas Darwinism is a proposal in the sense that we already know everything about how evolution occurred and about the mechanism and the causes of the process. So what we can find in Spain, some scientists that are skeptics to Darwinism, especially I want to mention Professor Máximo Sandín from the University of Madrid, has written both an article dissenting very fiercely with the official model of the official paradigm and purporting the necessity to accept the, that neo-Darwinism is completely flawed. But normally the people that are that do not accept Darwinism, they are committed to naturalism and sometimes to materialism, so it's very difficult to find someone that would be at the same time supporting intelligent design. So this is a little bit the difference. Maybe, as far as I know, the books that have been written in Spanish, apart from my book, I want to mention also the book by Christian Aguirre, which is another member of our organization, which is an engineer from Peru, that has written a book called Sistemas de Estructuras Funcionales, which is Functional Structure Systems, so about intelligent design as well. But you can very hardly to find something more on that.
Well, I hope that that will change, and I hope that in the future there will be more and more books critical of Darwinian evolution in Spanish. And again, the organization that Mr. Aizpún referred to that he works with is the Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico de Diseño Inteligente, or OIA-CDI. You can go to oiacdi.org and find lots of resources on intelligent design in Spanish. So, Mr. Aizpún, I'd like to close up with one final question here. We often hear, especially in the U.S., that all criticisms of evolution come from religion, and that there is no science that criticizes evolution. So do you agree with people who say that criticisms of evolution are coming only from religion?
Absolutely not. Obviously, I mean, this is a kind of dialectical strategy and a very dishonest one, because religion has nothing to say about evolution as a scientific issue. We are in the realm of the rational debate, thinking about the origins and inferring the necessity of a primary cause beyond the contingency of the universe in which we live is just a philosophical inference based on the empirical data and knowledge that we have about reality. And as I say in my book, I mean, it has to do with what the great Greek philosophers like Anaxagoras or Aristotle did 2,500 years ago. There were their arguments on design didn't come from the authority of the holy books or from tradition. They just came from science, from evidence, and from the study of nature and reality. So there's nothing to do. Religion has nothing to do with that.
Well, Mr. Aizpún, we really appreciate your time coming on ID the Future, and we appreciate you writing your book and promoting it. Your new book titled Evolucionismo y Conocimiento Racional, or Evolutionism and Rational Knowledge. I appreciate you taking the time to go on the show with us today.
I want to apologize to all the people, to all the audience, because my English anyway, is not good enough. I would like it to be much better, but anyway, we will keep on working on the support of intelligent design, that you can be sure, either in Spanish or in English. And thank you very much for your time, Casey.
Well, thank you, and I respectfully disagree. I think your English is actually pretty good, definitely much better than my Spanish. Again, the websites where Mr. Aizpún contributes include the blog darwinodi.com and the International Organization for the Scientific Advance of Intelligent Design, or oiacdi.org. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.